It's been a long day of trying to watch this weather pattern, but it just seems relentless.
Yeah, it is. And you know, we've been monitoring the situation all morning into the early part of the afternoon. But as time wore on, it became, you know, more and more clear that for the safety of everybody involved, that we wouldn't be able to play this game tonight. So we were in consultation with the Carolina Hurricanes as well as the NHL office, and had to make a final decision, which we did, to postpone the game until a further time. And you know, we just wanted to make sure everybody was safe. We didn't want anybody trying to come down to the game and to get stuck in the snow. And you know, there's travel bans for a reason, and you know, people need to really stay home and be safe.
Now, Mike, what happens when the team is already here, the out-of-town team is already here to play a game? Did that weigh heavily into this decision?
Well, I don't know about heavily, but it did weigh into the decision. I mean, Carolina was here. They're at a downtown hotel. They came over to the rink this morning and practiced, and, you know, they obviously were eager to play. Our players were at home in the suburbs, bringing them down, the safety of the players, the safety of the fans. And, you know, again, downtown and in the north part of the cities, everybody knows this morning it really wasn't bad, and it's obviously gotten worse, you know, throughout the day today. So the best decision was made, and that was to postpone the game until a further time.
Is it difficult to reschedule them too? How long does it take you to decide?
Yeah, really, it's very tricky, and that's why we don't have a date that we're announcing right now, because you've got two teams, and the Olympic schedule this year, it makes it very condensed after the break. Pretty much playing every other day as is. You can't play three games in a row in three straight days. So it really becomes tricky as to how and when you play the game. So, again, at this point in time, it's just postponed until we can, you know, work around some things and make it happen. We just told our players to stay home and be with their families, and same thing we're saying to our fans.
And it's got to be the same thing for the operations of the facility, too, at First Niagara.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. You have, you know, ushers and ticket takers and, you know, concession workers that were coming down here, and they wouldn't have been able to get here. You know, that factored into it as well. And, you know, we have our full-time staff that's here, and a lot of us were here early this morning, and, you know, now the game's canceled, so, you know, we'll have to go home. But, you know, not everybody was here early this morning when the weather wasn't so bad.